with 4 awards.
Including one for the lady.
Yes, well, this was probably the most controversial moment of the evening.
Absolutely.
I mean, we talk about fashion at the BAFTAs, we talk about the outfits. I mean, it was such a cold evening.
Yes.
It was quite extraordinary that some of these leading actresses arrived in, you know, very revealing frocks. I'm glad to say that Julie Walters came with a coat on, so that was great.
Sensible, yes. I mean, as I've often quoted that great philosopher, Billy Connolly, no such thing as bad weather, just the wrong clothes.
Well, some of these poor actresses looked incredibly cold. Very stylish. Saoirse Ronan looked amazing in this pink and gold dress. But the costume moment of the evening was, of course, Mad Max Fury Road won Best Costume. Now, Jenny Beavan, who was the costume designer, I mean, she's an Oscar-winning designer. Mm-hmm. If you remember those films back in the 1980s and 90s, the Merchant Ivory movies, Room with a View, Hard's End, Remains of the Day, those classic period dramas, she actually designed all the costumes for those films. So, incredibly stylish woman.
Mm-hmm.
She arrived on stage to pick up her award, and she looked like she'd just got off the back of a motorbike.
But she did. I actually thought she'd come in one of the costumes from Mad Max. we do have the clip here, so let's hear what Stephen Fry said. I think it's a bit of her speech and what Stephen Fry said.
Only one of the great cinematic costume designers would come to an award ceremony dressed as a bag lady.
No, it has caused a fair wee bit of furore, I think, is the word, isn't it?
Now, to be fair to her, she's wearing a leather jacket, she's wearing a white T-shirt and a big long scarf, and her hair was a bit kind of wavy in the wind. And Stephen Fry called her a bag lady, and this caused a sensation on social media, with Stephen Fry being compelled to apologise and to, you know, answer for this comment. And, I mean, there was an intake of breath in the room, and there was an intake of breath by me. I thought, wow, that's a little below the belt. It felt like that.
Yes.
Because, you know, she's a costume designer. She can wear whatever she likes, you know.
Absolutely. And as Stephen Fry then defended himself afterwards, saying, she's a friend of mine. She got it. And I did see one tweet, somebody saying, okay, yes, she's a friend of yours and she gets it. That's absolutely fine. But the general audience didn't. They just thought it was him being a bit mean. But anyway, who thought that Brian Henry Martin would be discussing the fashions that were on the BAFTAs? Let's get back to the actual movies.
Yes, of course.
And Leonardo. I can't even remember who it was, but they did say ages ago, for God's sake, give him the award and let's hope he wins it before he kills himself.
Well, without spoiling anything, Pamela, I know you've seen the film as well.
At the
end of The Revenant, Leonardo looks longingly into the camera after this extraordinary series of events that has seen him ravaged by a bear and crawl through the wilderness. And he looks into the camera and you're just thinking, please give me an award.
Absolutely.
I thought what was great about Leonardo winning, I mean, he's 41. It was his mother's birthday on Valentine's night. So he dedicated the award to his mother, who he said, you know, because very humbly he said, look, we grew up in relative poverty in East Los Angeles, and she 3 hours every day to school and back. And if it wasn't for my mum, I wouldn't be anywhere. So that was a really touching moment.
Well you've teed the clip up beautifully. Here he is.
I didn't grow up in a life of privilege. I grew up in a very rough neighborhood in East Los Angeles. And this woman drove me 3 hours a day to a different school to show me a different opportunity. It's her birthday today. Mom, happy birthday. I love you very much.
And it was a night for mums as well, because another winner is, of course, Leo's co-star from Titanic, the lovely Kate Winslet. And this is actually what she had to say too.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh, what an incredible year to be nominated. What an incredible year to be in this room. Thank you, BAFTA, so much for voting for me, for nominating me.
But she also went on to thank her lovely husband, who gave up his seat so her mummy could sit beside
her. Yes, that's right. But, I mean, the photos went around the world, of course, of Leo and Kate together, Jack and Rose, Titanic. Here they were on Valentine's Day, nearly 20 years later. you know, what a sensational picture that was to see them together. I mean, Kate Winslet, you know, she's a British national treasure now. She's going to win more BAFTAs. And I think for Leonardo DiCaprio, I don't think anybody can begrudge him, you know, winning that award finally. You know, after 20 years, what a fantastic career he's had.
Absolutely. But and as we were saying, there weren't too many big surprises, but controversy always courts these award ceremonies. And of course, there is the racism commentary about the Oscars, but not so in BAFTA and John Boyega winning the Rising Star Award.
Yeah, and if anyone has seen Star Wars, The Force Awakens, I mean, a Star Wars is born. I mean, John Boyega, 23-year-old Londoner, what a talent he was. He played Finn, and to carry that first half of the film in the way that he did, to go toe-to-toe with Harrison Ford, in the acting stakes and the humour stakes, I mean, what a career he has ahead of him.
Absolutely. And here's his speech.
Guys, I haven't been doing this for a long time. It's a fluke. I'm going to share this award with all the young dreamers who are determined, who are hardworking, and who are, quite frankly, amazing. This is also for you. Blessings to your path, and God bless.
That's a really, really lovely sentiment, I think,
as well. No, absolutely. And I mean, he's going to star in many more of these films to come. So, I mean, he's going to be a star for a long, long time, John Boyega.
And I saw him on with Graham Norton, and he's a really funny guy as well. Really, really lovely person. And it's the sort of person you think, yes, you deserve to do well, son.
Yes, of course. And, you know, the thing was, there were losers on the night. I mean, I felt particularly sorry for Carol, which was a stunning film, if anybody saw it, 1950s love romance with Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara. And it was nominated for 9 and won nothing.
I know, it's such a shame because it was getting such critical acclaim. But do you think this year has been a fantastic year for movies with maybe based on true stories or telling a story, for example, The Danish Girl and Carol as well?
Yeah.
Taboo subjects in their day, but now perfectly highlighted on the screen.
Well, I think that's the case. I mean, if you look at the screenplays, the Spotlight, of course, won, like the Boston sex scandal, and then the Big Short won, adapted screenplay. They're both true stories. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The true stories are really capturing people's imaginations. I mean, from the Irish side of things, Brooklyn won Best British Film. So Brooklyn got an award, which I think, you know, anyone who saw that film, especially here in Ireland, it was a huge success. Would have been really glad to see that. Saoirse Ronan, of course, unfortunately didn't win. Stephen Fingleton, the Fermanagh writer-director of The Survivalist, unfortunately didn't win for Outstanding Debut. But it's been a great couple of weeks for him. The film has been playing here in Belfast, The Survivalist, to great acclaim. And his career looks set for the future. Michael Fassbender didn't win Best Actor, but he did win something because he was sitting beside Alicia Vikander, who's also nominated for Best Actress, and they have this on-off relationship. We're not sure what's happening there, but they looked like a real glamorous couple.
Absolutely, they certainly did. Of course, as we keep referring to, you mean Michael Fassbender from Larne?
Yeah. Well, his mother's from Larne. He's from County Cork, but his mother's from Larne. We're going to claim him, I think.
We are claiming him. The one that I really loved, the award, Mark Rylance for Bridge of Spies.
Yeah.
I loved that movie.
I just
thought, I mean, it was a very slow movie, but not slow in a turgid way. And I just thought he was brilliant.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Steven Spielberg's Cold War drama, it was nominated for 9. Mark Rylance is an extraordinary actor. I mean, he's regarded as Britain's greatest stage actor. So, I mean, he ran the Globe Theatre for many years, was the artistic director there. He shied away from the big screen, you know, really wasn't interested in it. And then you see him perform in a film like Bridge of Spies, where he plays a Russian spy, and he just seems to act at his own pace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone else is talking and running around and shouting, and he just walks around very slowly and just kind of delivers his lines in his own way. And it is a great performance, and it was brilliant to see him win. Of course, he wasn't there on the night because he was performing on Broadway.
No bad place
to
be.
He's a stage actor. And who would you send up in your place, Pamela, if you couldn't make it yourself? why not get Steven Spielberg to
make
it up for you?
Absolutely. he would be my first choice as well, I have to say. Well, do you think that as Northern Ireland, you mentioned Stephen Finnerty there, are we punching above our weight again in yet another sector?
Well, I think so. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, you could say that we've been punching below our weight. We've always had fantastic actors. I mean, you look at over the years, even going back to Stephen Boyd, you know, Stephen mm-hmm. Ray, Liam Neeson. I mean, we've always had great talent. We always have had great talent. The unfortunate thing is the talent has had to leave here and, you know, go to the far ends of the earth to be successful. What we're hoping now is if that talent comes back, if we can have a new generation of film writers and directors, and that talent comes back and we get some new talent together, I mean, we could create something quite extraordinary.
Absolutely. And what do you think? I mean, the BAFTAs and the Golden Globes normally are pretty decent indicators. Well, more the Golden Globes for the Oscars.
Yeah.
So do we think Leo's heartfelt glare down the camera will finally do it for him?
He has to win. No, he has to win. I mean, it all went to form, obviously, with The Revenant winning Best Film, Leonardo DiCaprio, and, of course, Brie Larson winning Best Actress for Room. They're all the front runners. I think they all will win at the Academy Awards. I think the big difference will be is Sylvester Stallone for Creed, who wasn't nominated for the BAFTA. He's the front runner for the Oscars, so the attention will turn to him. So we're going to have a big Rocky night with Sylvester Stallone winning Best Supporting Actor. But yeah, I think the BAFTAs now have become a clear indicator of who's going to win the Academy Awards.
Yeah, I mean, just another one that just thrown in, Sidney Poitier, of course. How could I forget him getting Outstanding Achievement? Oh,
outstanding
what a fabulous
achievement.
Man.
Unfortunately, he couldn't be there on the night, but they had quite a touching, moving video where Jamie Foxx presented him and his daughter with the award. Screen legend, of course. Mm-hmm. Guess who's coming to dinner? Sidney Poitier came last night and collected the award. The biggest surprise for me, Pamela, on the night was really the absence of Tom Hardy. I kept tweeting, where is Tom Hardy? I mean, the two biggest films on the night that won, The Revenant and Mad Max, both starring Tom Hardy. And he had a great year. He wasn't nominated for acting now, so whether he took the nick, Pamela?
He might have.
Do you think he took the nick?
Let's start that wee rumour now.
But I kept thinking, I mean, you know, because you've got a Mexican director of The Revenant, you've got an Australian director of Mad Max, you're at the BAFTAs, you're thinking, where's the British actor, Tom Hardy?
Maybe his invite got lost in the post.
Well, he wasn't there, that's for sure. But there was a great moment at the beginning, we have to mention this, and that was the kiss cam. Because it was Valentine's night, they had a kiss cam and they got celebrities to kiss each other. And there was a wonderful moment where Dame Maggie Smith suddenly got kissed from behind.
Ooh.
And it was only by Leonardo DiCaprio.
No.
And I think every woman just thought, wow, Dame Maggie, can it get any better for you?
Because she did that lovely piece for, I think it was Comic Relief, when they had George Clooney in Downton Abbey and she fell off the sofa.
Well, she's been kissed by Leonardo now as well. Pamela, you'll have to catch up with Maggie.
I told Leo just to stop stalking me. It's as simple as that. We've just heard, by the way, Stephen Fry has suspended his Twitter account.
Oh, my.
After abuse given to him following his bag lady comments. So there you go.
Well, you see, it's so precarious, this kind of thing, isn't it? You know, like one kind of joke just lands wrongly and something happens. And I feel sorry for Stephen Fry, but I think if he had come out straight away and apologised and, you know, not kind of tried to be bullish about it, but just kind of took it on the chin, maybe it would be better for
him. Absolutely. I did like Dakota Johnson's comeback to him saying, in honour of you, I'm wearing tweed underwear. that was pretty
looked,
good.
No, she looked fabulous.
Didn't she?
You know, she was in this radiant red for Valentine's night. And she's a real rising star. Of course, she's the daughter of Don Johnson, Melanie Griffith. Her grandmother is Tippi Hedren.
Mm-hmm.
From the Birds. I mean, she has this.
It's not a bad gene.
Not a bad gene, and she's in 50 Shades of Grey. So, I mean, she's going to be a big star of the future for sure.
Well, listen, Brian Henry Martin, thank you very much, for giving us your fashion critique. away you go now. Have yourself a rub down with a wet chamois after sitting in through the BAFTAs for us and giving us your take on them. And no doubt we will be talking to you Oscar time as well.
Look forward to it. Thanks,
Have a
Mama.
Lovely day. Thanks, Brad. Bye-bye. Brian Henry Martin now talking BAFTAs.